It's such a crazy quilt out there right now. It's just a kind of a wild, wild west of media. What are we to make of this?
If you saw the Emmy Awards, the host, Neil Patrick Harris, and several of the presenters and recipients noted that these are the good old days. They called this the golden age of television right now. We tend to think of the golden age of television as the grainy kinescopes we see of Jackie Gleason and stuff even older than that. But think about all the things that are now television and all the places that stuff can go and all the ways that we can consume TV. And look at the Emmy winners. HBO, Boardwalk Empire, Newsroom, Veep, that Liberace miniseries that gave me the creeps. Breaking Bad on AMC. You got Showtime with Homeland, The Big C, and Nurse Jackie. Comedy Central, Colbert. And I think the real historical tipping point this year was in the category of best director for drama, and the winner was Netflix for House of Cards, Kevin Spacey. So what is TV? You know, you made the point earlier about it being generational to a lot of kids today, or maybe busy grown-ups. TV might be iPad.
Do we broadly define TV as any device with sound and pictures, just as we, I guess, now most broadly define radio beyond towers and transmitters to any device that produces intelligible sounds?
Captured audio that people can consume somehow. You and I are sitting here at 11:11 p.m. Eastern, and people who are near a radio at this hour are hearing us live, but there are people listening to us tomorrow. There are people listening to us a week from now because you've got JimboTalk.net and you do the podcast, and I can listen to it on my phone. That thing in the pocket, that smartphone, has become, in essence, the new transistor radio. In a way, it's TV because you can watch stuff on it. I got a gift card for Hulu Plus that I activated, and I binged watched all four seasons of Prison Break in August. It was great, and I'd watch it on the computer and then go to sleep halfway through an episode, and the next day I'd open up my iPhone and I'd go to the little Hulu app, and it would say resume watching, and it would pick up the episode from right where I turned off the computer. So I think radio is indeed audio that is available somehow, and TV is clearly now video that you can access somehow. And this Netflix Emmy is really significant because the Kevin Spacey series, House of Cards, they released the entire season all at once because people want to watch what they want to watch when they watch it. And as the new fall TV season has debuted here, isn't it something for guys our age to hear the booth announcer on the network say, set your DVR? Because it's not just an appointment anymore.
No, I look at things like TiVo and all these other innovations, podcasting and the like, and I stop and think about one thing. Most of what we are talking about here is not somebody's hobby. We are talking about businesses, and the business model is based on the commercial spot announcement. To what extent are these new technologies destroying the very basis of all that we get?
How about the little button you can push and it automatically goes 30 seconds ahead? Ouch!
If you really want the Super Bowl to be a premium channel and all the rest of that, well, you can do that. But if you think that people are going to sit out here and produce these radio and TV programs because it's a hobby, guess again.
Well, the next step is already unfolding before us. Bloomingdale's, Walmart, Macy's, Pepsi, Toyota, Wendy's, they're big national advertisers who increasingly are working with broadcasters to make their own online radio stations. And I'm saying that in air quotes. But they're creating content, packaging their own message, and making it available on the big shelf from which we choose stuff. I'm working with attorneys, real estate agents, a lot of the professional services providers that you hear on these radio stations, the talk radio stations on the weekend, fielding callers' questions to drum up leads. So I think it goes both ways, that the advertisers themselves have become content creators. And you got to listen carefully to understand where what you're hearing is coming from.